I have fixed my audio issues, the audio issues that plagued yesterday's attempt to record an episode. So today you have an episode for me again with better audio quality and the original theme song and other good things. Let's get right down to it, shall we? We shall.
Your Daily Lex.
In that intro I just recorded, I promised other good things. I don't know exactly what I had in mind for those other good things, but I'll do my best. So here are some things that are top of mind. One, Thursday, which is 2 days from today, I have my final pre-op meeting with the doctor doing my spinal surgery, my spinal fusion, and my list of questions for him just keeps growing. The last time I checked, I'm at 15 questions. Here are some of the things I want to know. How long will I wear a collar? When do I have to wear the collar when I'm wearing it? Because, you know, there's Reddit threads, Reddit subreddits for everything. And I was reading one for people who go through spinal fusion surgery. And some people were like, I wear a soft collar. And some people were like, I was given a hard collar. And some people were like, I was given no collar. And one person's like, I have to wear the collar at all the worst times, sleeping, driving, showering. And another person says, I only have to wear the collar when I'm walking around, but not while I'm sleeping, driving, or showering. I'm like, what the hell? So I want to know what the answers are. My father has warned me that I won't be able to drive for a very long time. And the doctor never made any mention of that. So I'm curious to find out from the doctor just how long he thinks it'll be before I can drive again, because logistics here are going to get quite challenging. So I have this long list of questions. I'm also quite concerned about how it's going to affect my fitness journey, because it's going to stop me from doing my workouts for at least a month, maybe more. He did say initially that he thought that I could start adding back in strength exercises after 1 month. But that would have to ease my way in. So that's a bummer, but it's fine. So I've got that coming up. Also on Friday, a car is coming to take me to Long Island so I can do a day of testing about this kidney situation. It doesn't commit me to anything, but it's, you know, so they can see if I am as good a match as they believe. And it's both physical and psychological testing. And it's really interesting, as I've talked to people about the potential of kidney donation, people who are my age are like, gosh, you're a saint. You're an angel on earth, is what one friend told me. I'm like, no, I'm literally just considering it. But there are many reasons that I think you probably have to do it, right? Like one is the bad karma of not giving a kidney if you are a match and thus not saving a person's life. If then somebody in your family or you yourself need a kidney, that's a bad place to be. You know, I also just like the idea of doing a good thing. Like, that's nice. That, of course, would be another month plus of recovery. They say that people recover from their kidney donations within 2 to 6 weeks. But I don't think anybody actually recovers in 2 weeks from what I've read. But I got that full day of testing on Friday. So that's very exciting, of course. I could have driven myself. And they reimburse you for your tolls and for your mileage, whatever. They call it gas. I call it mileage for obvious reasons. Because I'm difficult. No, that's not the reason. But they also said, we can give you a ride. And I was like, look, you want me there extremely early and you're 2+ hours away. And you're 2+ hours back again. Funny how that works. And I can get work done / sleeping done in the car if you drive and not if you don't. And they said, no problem. We will drive you. So that's exciting. Yeah. I mean, and it's, I was on their website earlier today reading stories of successful kidney donors. And one person was talking about how he successfully donated the kidney. And then at his 6-month checkup, they found some tumor on his thyroid that would never have been found otherwise. And because they found it, they saved his life. So his kidney donation saved not only the recipient's life, but his life too. It's pretty good. I would like to not have any secret things that I don't know about that are wrong with me, but still, it's pretty good. I hit a new low on the scale yesterday, which was exciting. It's a little higher today, but I knew that would happen. It's fine. I had a slice of pizza yesterday at lunch, which I very rarely do. And seems like the effect is almost immediate whenever I do that. But that's it. You know, oh, there was one other thing that was challenging for me today, which was, you know, Lauren and I alternate who takes the kids to the bus stop. The bus stop is still too far away. I'm attempting to see if I can get it moved and I'll let you know how that goes. But on my days, I always walk or drive the kids to the bus stop. And on Lauren's days, she sends them to the bus stop. If it's raining, she'll drive them. And right now it's just nice. And I like, you know, I'm always looking for extra steps. So I'm always happy to walk them. But Lauren has been not walking them. And this was my first day solo. When we did it together, we walked them. When she had her solo days, she didn't. But now it was my solo day. And Tira's like, I'm a junior high school. I don't think you have to walk me. And I'm like, is it embarrassing? She's like, it's not embarrassing. It's just weird. I'm like, I won't walk you if you don't want me to. And she's like, yeah, don't. So they walked to the bus by themselves. It was a little sad for me. Now you know. I didn't love it. Didn't love it. Anyway, that's it. That's my Tuesday update for you. Thank you so much and have a wonderful rest of your own day.
Lex.